ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. The music world ground to a halt this week with the death of rock star David Bowie. Bowie lost his battle with cancer at the age of 69.
And we'd already lost another musical giant. Composer and conductor Pierre Boulez died last week. Now, he's a giant in the classical music world, but you may not have heard of him. So what do you think, David?
Well, it's pretty difficult music.
Yeah, you know, it's let's just say it's a little crunchy for like casual listening. It's
right.
Not something you'd put on while you're doing the dishes or whatever, but it is something you might want to go to the concert hall and like appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I talked to somebody who knows a lot about Boulez. Cynthia Van Manen is music composition and theory faculty at Interlochen Arts Academy. We spoke earlier this week, and she talked about the similarities, actually, between Boulez and Bowie.
I had a question asked of me years ago, and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. But what is the difference between a revolutionary artist and an evolutionary artist? And I think both of these musicians, both of these composers, were revolutionary in their field, which allows someone like myself or like the majority of us to be evolutionary artists. The difference in my mind is I'm not trying to create a new system or rewrite the book with every piece that I do. I'm trying to take a style that I've created in my own music and refine that each time I write a new piece and have a conversation with my audience each time I write a new piece. But I'm not trying to create something new in the artistic world, in the musical world, like the system that Boulez was creating or like some of the things that David Bowie has done.
And think about Boulez and Bowie. I mean, Bowie was a revolutionary himself, especially in this period in the late 70s. When he moved from L.A. where he was a cocaine addict, and he moved to Berlin, and he started working with other innovators. Brian Eno became his producer, and there was this period in the late 70s where he produced three albums. They're known as the Berlin Trilogy, and the first one, Low, 1977, was sort of a coming out party as for Bowie experimenting, especially with minimalist and electronic instruments. Let's hear a sample from Low. So for Bowie, I mean, his more experimental period came later. Was Boulez an innovator from the beginning?
Yes. And throughout his artistic career, that just continued to evolve as it needed to, as he saw fit. You know, both of these composers, David Bowie and Pierre Boulez, both of them were using very unconventional methods with their artistic techniques. I don't know that I could ever say one influenced the other, but I can't say that they didn't either, because here are two greats that are running along, you know, essentially parallel to one another,
right,
in a way. And they're both expanding their genre, expanding their medium. Kate and I were talking earlier, and at one point she mentioned something about breaking the box. They both did that. They both smash this box that they were working in to try to create something new.
So a lot of people really don't know who Boulez is. What did Boulez create that was new?
Boulez took a system that had been invented by the Viennese school, by the composers Schoenberg, Berg, and Webern. Berg and Webern were the followers of Schoenberg. And he took that system It was a new way of controlling or managing notes. Boulez takes that idea and he says, all right, well, if I see other composers taking this system as sort of a base, if you will, how can I jumpstart this? How can I take it further and do something of my own with it? And he begins to organize not only the notes, but everything else musically as well. He would organize rhythms, have specific rhythms that were written down that would recur in certain patterns. He would do the same thing with dynamics. Articulations would be controlled. Total and complete control of the music, not just of the notes. And so this is what we call serialism.
When you survey the landscape of music composition today, how did Boulez reshape things?
When the 20th century fractured, when music fractured and went off in all these different possible directions, you know, Copland is writing at the same time as Boulez. Vaughan Williams is writing at the same time. All of these different, very different types of styles, minimalism begins to grow. If that had not happened, I wouldn't have the luxury of sitting down and saying, what is it that I want to say to my audience and how am I going to do it? And what pieces from these different types of composers do I want to use?
Cynthia Van Manen is instructor of music composition and theory at Interlochen Arts Academy. Cynthia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks to Michael Culler, who engineered the show. Dan Wanshura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Thanks for listening.
Hey, let's end with Bowie. Here's the title track to his album Black Star, which came out 3 days before his death.
Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a black star.